Okay, time for a bit of a history lesson. You know, people who say Canadian history is boring, they just don't look at it. They don't read it. It's not. It's pretty exciting. 1904, Sir Wilfrid Laurier proudly proclaimed the 20th century would be Canada's century. And the authors of a newly released book believe Laurier's prediction was right, just 100 years premature. The book is called The Canadian Century. It maps out how Laurier's plan went kind of off the rails and what we can do to resurrect his dream in the 21st century. We're joined this morning by one of the co-authors of this book, Brian Lee Crowley, who is the managing director of the McDonald Laurier Institute. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here back in my hometown.
It is pretty good history, too, you know.
Well, you know, Canada has a proud history, and one of the things that was so exciting for us about this book was that we were able to say, hey, you know, when Wilfrid Laurier said the 20th century would belong to Canada, he wasn't just talking through his hat, and it wasn't some irrelevant thing from the past. It's actually relevant to Canada today, because he understood what Canada was all about. He had a plan to how we would make the 20th century belong to Canada. We lost the plan, but we started to get back on track, and it's working, and I think that was very exciting.
So why do you say this will be Canada's century?
Well, there's two main reasons. First of all, because we went through what we call in the book the redemptive decade in the sort of 80s to 90s. It started with the free trade agreement with the United States, ended with the first balanced budget in a generation up in Ottawa. And what that did was it unleashed a tremendous period of prosperity for Canada. We beat the G7 in terms of economic growth, employment growth, investment. I mean, we were hot, even after the recession. You know, we came through the recession far better than almost any other major industrialized country. So that's reason number one. Reason number two is America, our great trading partner and competitor, is going off the rails, economically speaking. I mean, they're now measuring their deficits in the trillions with a T. They've got, entitlement programs like Social Security and so on. They have not got under control. We've got Canada Pension Plan under control. And so we have a competitive advantage compared to the United States we've never had before.
Well, and as you say that, we can see that here we are at 2010, 10 years into this century, and you can see, yes, we've moved out from America's shadow. The Olympics, I think, helped elevate the stature of this country. Here's
Absolutely.
Our Prime Minister right now over with the European Commission, talking to them. And we know about the relationship between the economies of Canada and China and Canada and India. So everything that you say is the prognostications look like they're happening right now.
Well, that's part of the argument in the book is that it's not some vague future thing. It's already happening. You know, Canada distinguished itself in the 80s and 90s through those big reforms. I mean, these are things that other countries look at with admiration and say, however did Canada manage to do that? I mean, you look at Washington right now and the problems they're wrestling with. Americans have never been able in the last 20 years to find the kind of consensus amongst the political class that we enjoyed in Canada. Remember that these big reforms, you know, they started in Saskatchewan with, Roy Romano's government balancing the budget. He said Saskatchewan is a Cree word for too many hospitals, and they had to have all kinds of budget cuts and so on, but they got back on track. They were followed by Alberta, then Ottawa, and so on. This is something that people all across the country, every political party, every region participated in.
I've heard other people say, too, two things the Canadians did right long ago, socialized medicine. Mm. And chartered banks.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, look, let's pick the banks for a second. Look at how our banks came through the recession. You know, we didn't have to bail out any of our banks. And that's unusual pretty much throughout the industrialized world. They've come through very soundly. I think our healthcare system is a great Canadian accomplishment. I think I heard a talk by Carol Taylor just the other day, and she was saying, you know, we have to reform the healthcare system. You know, it's going to start spending more than half of every province's budget in the very near future. So nobody wants to get rid of the healthcare system, but there's clearly going to need to be some reforms. You put that together with the other things I've mentioned.
That's a tweak as opposed to a major reconstruction they're doing or trying to do in the United States, and it's breaking the bank down there.
Yeah, well, I think one of the reasons that America is going off track is that they've already got the Social Security problem, and they're adding to that a huge increase in spending on healthcare costs. And I don't think anybody believes that the health care reforms are going to save them money. It's going to cost them money, and they're going to have to wrestle with this issue.
So very briefly, what are the most important things we need to keep in mind to ensure this will, in fact, be Canada's century?
Well, look, as a result of the recession, of course, we brought in all these stimulus packages and so on. That was necessary at the time, but it's also necessary to move out of them as soon as we possibly can. If we get dragged into repeated deficits again, it will take us in the wrong direction. We have our work cut out for us.
And what will Vancouver's role be in this?
Well, I think that the West in general and Vancouver in particular are going to be the dynamos of Canada. We say in the book that the West is where the energy and enthusiasm in the country is. Of course, you've got the Olympics now behind you. I think building relationships with China and India is going to be essential to supplement our relationship with the United States. Vancouver has a very enviable future ahead of it.
Great to see you. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks.
Welcome home.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Brian Lee Crowley is the co-author of the new book called The Canadian Century, Moving Out of America's Shadow.